What's up, guys? It's Matt Prince here. This is the Matt Prince podcast. Welcome back for another episode. So I'm coming at you live from Bali. This episode is about fighting and green juice. Right now, I travel a lot. I've always traveled. I love traveling ever since I turned, basically since I turned 18. I had money to do it. I started traveling and, started with things like Thailand, different places in Asia, different places, like Europe, things like that. Then I started to venture out into weirder places like Egypt and China and, just mixing it up. I've been to America a lot of times, but a lot of those times are for study and for learning and for growth more so than travel. America is a great place, but I don't really, it's not the first place I would choose to go to explore and relax. But what I've learned a lot of these times, like the first time I went to Thailand, I learned how much I fucking loved food, right? Like when I get into these places where I'm just want to eat everything on the menu. So I want to experience like full, delicious everything. And I just want to eat all day. So I was eating, like back then I was getting like the buffet breakfast and I'd just smack omelets. Like I'd have two or three omelets to the point where I felt sick after breakfast. And then I'd sleep and chill out by the pool or sightsee or whatever. And then I would do the same at lunch. I'd go back somewhere and I'd order like two entrees, two mains, like a rice, and I would smack it all down, right? I've got a huge appetite, and then I'd do the same for dinner. And it would be one of these games where every time I would go, I'd just feel that shit and like bloated and I'd gain like 5 to 6 kilos every single trip, right? And it would happen time and time again. Now, the last few years, it's sort of changed a little bit. Since I've started living the life and having the morning routines that I have, it's transformed a bit and a lot. And I've always taken, every time I've traveled, I've always taken green supplements with me. I'll always take my 7.2 caps. I'll always smack down a few of them in the bag. Right now I've got two containers of them. So there's like, I don't know, an abundance of them. I don't know how many's in there, but they could say, call it 200, 240 or so in these containers. I'm just loaded, ready to go. And that's to make sure that I still get the nutrients in because I generally don't eat that many veggies. Like, let's be real, when you're on holidays, you don't eat any veggies. Like, you're not really going to sit there and go, oh fuck, I'm going to choose the salad or I'm going to choose the stir fry with lots of veggies. You very rarely do that, right? Unless you feel really, really hungover, which, sometimes even then you just want grease, right? Like, let's be real. So anyway, the last few years, people have found on holidays blow out and then they come back to training and they feel so shit. And I always find people have like a holiday hangover and they might only go for a week, they might go for a month, it doesn't really matter, but they get back into training and they find it really hard and they find like, it's like a post-holiday depression in their training and they start to get really like almost lazy and self-doubt and like upset with themselves that they let themselves go backwards. And I have seen so many people quit in the gym after a trip. Before the trip, want to look sexy as fuck, they've got a goal, they've got a target, they train really hard, their diet's on point, rah, rah, rah. They leave, they do their thing, they piss up against the wall, they do whatever, and then they come back and they're changed. They're like, I don't really like training anymore, I don't really like it. Until the next holiday rolls around, then they start, eating well and training again because they've got another thing to train for. And it's this break of routine that fucks a lot of people up, especially if they're not naturally into sports and athletics and exercise. Like, that makes it hard. But something that I've found for myself and something I've played with a lot myself over the past few years is doing different types of activity while I travel. Okay, so I was out in the States last year at some point. My mate Eric Escobar over there, he's a fellow gym owner. He's got a few gyms out in the LA area, San Diego area. He's got a nutrition company. He's an absolute killer and legend of a guy. But he was getting boxing classes at a place called Box and Burn, which is like a world-renowned boxing gym. Like, I know Chris Hemsworth was training there when he was doing Thor. Michael B. Jordan was training there when he was training for Creed. And we've done some sessions there before with a group of guys when I was out there with Coach Steve's group. But I went there and we got a PT. So Eric picked me up off the plane, went and got a double espresso. This is straight off the flight from America, like the fucking red eye. It's a shit flight. I hate it every time, I feel crap. Picked me up, we got some double espressos, had a talk, got some water and that sort of stuff. And he booked us in for a two-on-one session with his coach Josh at Boxenburn. And we got in there and just smacked it and started punching, started working and getting the sweat happening. And I started feeling really, really good doing that, right? And it's been this thing, every time I get off a flight, I'll try and train, I'll try and exercise, I'll try and do something to sort of set my body clock, especially if there's a big time difference, a big jet lag sort of delay. So things like America, Egypt, Greece, you know, those Europe trips, all of those ones, I've always done this. Even China, when I got to China, I did a quick sweat session. It doesn't have to be big, it's just getting moving and start to like get your body feeling good again. But over the time, over the years, like, that's helped. And then I've started to take it to like a lot more extreme. So now, like over in Thailand, over Christmas and New Year's, I did an actual fight camp and it was amazing. Like I did, I think it was 24 hours or 26 hours in 8 days. So it was average of like 3 to 4 hours a day. The first sort of 4 to 5 days, I was just doing classes and that was like 4 hours a day. And then the last, we had a break for New Year's Eve, and then the last 4 or 5 days was 3 hours a day. I was getting a one-on-one session for an hour in the morning and then doing the fighters class in the afternoon, which was 2 hours. And the way I felt when I was doing that was awesome. Like I was still eating a lot and I was still, you know, I wasn't drinking much alcohol over there apart from New Year's. I had a heap of buckets, which was fun. But like I was still eating a lot, but I felt tremendous. I was sweating it out. I was working it out. And like I felt really, really good. So I was having these training sessions and then I was having these greens. And now I've started to continue that on. So like we got to Bali and I'm here just to chill. Like I am in Bali to rejuvenate, relax, refresh. Like I've had a fucking huge, huge year and like an absolute, it's been great. It's been a massive learning experience for me. It's been the first year where I've actually, fucking questioned life a lot deeper than I had in the past, and there's been a lot more stress this year than any other year. Like just random things that keep popping up that I'm learning to deal with on the job as I expand and grow. There's new levels, new devils type stuff, and this has been the year where it's hit me the most, and I've started to really have to adapt to that. And this is also the first actual chill holiday that we've had since probably 2 years ago, I'd say. Every other holiday has either been travel, like busy travel, busy exploring, or busy learning, that sort of stuff, or busy training, like when I was in Thailand. So I'm actually here to refresh and rejuvenate. And I'm already feeling great. Like I've been here, this is day five. I feel fucking tremendous. And body feels healthy, body feels good, you know, like head feels good. I've still been reading, I've still been chilling, I've still been hanging out with Tal, connecting, and like been doing a lot of different stuff like that. And having a couple of drinks every day, you know, eating good food every day. But right now, like, I'm in this routine of waking up in the morning and I walk down to Revolver, the cafe that opens at 7. It's not the best coffee. I find the library, if you're ever in Seminyak, the library's fucking tremendous coffee. But Revolver has okay, like, pretty good coffee. And they're open at 7. So I get up and I woke up today at, say, 20 to 6. Got up, did some journaling, did some reading, you know, checked all my fucking social medias and stuff like that for any messages that I had to reply to. And then I shot down to Revolver, I grabbed the coffee and came back, drank the coffee, had a read, and then I went and did a Muay Thai class again. So that was the second session that we've done. So like yesterday we did yoga, the day before was Muay Thai, and we're sort of doing this like routine of one day Muay Thai, one day yoga, one day Muay Thai, one day yoga, and just keeping it like that. But the hour session, it's just a sweat session. Like I'm hitting pads, I'm fucking going hard. Like today I actually felt like I was moving pretty good, like I wasn't stiff and stuff like that. Starting to pick up the knee and elbow combos that I'm not really used to, because it's just a different sport to like kickboxing or jiu-jitsu, which is my main thing now. But it's been really, really good. So I did that. I felt fucking on point. Like I feel, you know, fired up after it, sweating out all the shit that I've been putting into my body. I feel fucking great. Come back, we've been getting a green juice every day, like from the there's like a vegan Earth Cafe, it's called. So we've been getting the juice there, and I've get me greens in, and that basically replenishes all of the nutrients and stuff that I'll probably miss throughout the day from, you know, not eating that many veggies. And I'll still have my greens caps as well. So I'm sort of doubling down. But what my point is to you, right, this habit, this routine that I'm in is going to allow me to go back feeling great. You know, like feeling fucking fit, healthy, cleaned out, refreshed and rejuvenated, rather than going back and feeling like a fat slob when I get off this holiday. All right. It's one of these things, like it is necessary to take care of your body, because if you don't take care of your body, everything goes to shit. Your mind goes to shit. You start to feel shit. Your relationships and that will suffer because you feel so fucking crap. And then you know, when you're back into work and back into the bank account side of things, like that's going to suffer because you're working so hard on fixing your body again. And, or you're just in this dull, like rut, I suppose. Now, what I want to suggest to you, on holidays or not on holidays, what are the routines that you're using every single day to put yourself in a position of feeling on fire, feeling fucking great, feeling powerful, feeling healthy, feeling strong, feeling fit? right? Feeling good in your mind, feeling good in your relationships, feeling good in your business and your bank accounts and your careers. Like, where, what are you doing? What are your daily actions that are giving you a predictable outcome? All right, write that down. Get out there and write down what is it that you're doing every day? All right, part two to that, write down what is it that you need to change? What's the one thing, the one habit that you need to start shifting and working on and changing and transforming so that you can start to move forward to deeper levels or deeper, you know, success in your life? Because that is the way to do it, right? Daily habits is the way to achieve big things. Like, you're never going to hit a home run and win, right? It's never like, you're never going to kick that super goal. If you're thinking like a footy analogy, when they have that super goal in the NAB Cup where you kick it from outside 50 and it's a 9-point goal, it's very rare that they kick them, all right? But that's what everyone's trying to do every day. They're like, oh, I want to lose fucking 10 kilos this month, and then I want to, you know, make $100,000 this next quarter, like, or this next month, whatever it is. Oh, I'm going to save for a house in the next 2 months when you fucking haven't done anything leading up. All we need to do is have these little points, these little goals, not super goals, and you'll start to find that your life just works a little bit better and it's less stressful. Right, and it starts with what happens on a day-to-day basis. So hope that helps out a little bit, guys. I hope you get some value out of these podcasts. If you do, I would love you to share it with someone who matters to you, because that's the only way this podcast will keep growing. Just give them the link, give them the podcast, tell them, hey, look, Maddie said this thing that applies to you, and you can start to help them out and start to help them shift. Because what I can guarantee you guys, if you start to get around people, or you start to create this environment of the people around you growing and succeeding and moving forward, that's the fastest way to grow. That's the fastest way to expand. And that's what this is all about. That's what this end game is for me. I want to have communities of people who are helping push each other to the new levels that they can get to. And that's what it's about. That's what the gym's about. That's what the next phase of my life's going to be about for people. It's just helping people grow, right? From being around other people and all the people doing cool shit every single day. So guys, I hope that helps a little bit. I'll talk to you all very, very shortly. Have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.